Hi everyone! Welcome back to First Impressions with Indy. Today, our episode is going to be about how my experience growing up with two different cultural backgrounds has given me insight into the stereotypes many people face each day. Whether it is a racial slur, a cliched characteristic of the race, or preconceived ideas about appearance, I find myself constantly aware of the negative effects of stereotypes. It all starts with my cultural background. I am half Indian, a quarter Chinese, and a quarter Polish. My dad is 100% East Indian, while my mom is half Chinese and half Polish. Growing up with two parents that have very different backgrounds has given me exposure to two different cultures. However, by being a part of each of them, I also see the prejudices and stereotypes people have about the Hindu culture. Racial slurs are damaging and derogatory words that are targeted towards a certain race. Fortunately, I haven't experienced any racial slurs, but my dad has told me multiple stories about the racist comments he and his family had gotten when he was younger. One story that stuck with me was one he told about my grandpa, who is the sweetest man on the earth, by the way. When my dad was much younger, my grandpa and he were out at the grocery store to pick up apples, when a man called my grandpa the N-word, because apparently he was too close to him. My dad was younger then and nervous, so he didn't know what to do. Well, my grandpa was just confused about the comment. Luckily, some kind people in the store stood up for my grandpa and told the man to leave, but this experience has stuck with my dad for more than 30 years. Hearing the story makes me angry that someone could say anything like that to my grandpa, but it also reminds me of the work that needs to be done then and now. Racial slurs shouldn't even be a thing. So, it is my job and many others to ensure that racist names become non-existent and they no longer stick around. Speaking of sticking around, something that is always in the back of my mind are the stereotypical characteristics people have about Hindu culture. I have heard them all, every last one of them, and I know most people mean it as a joke, and I really don't take offense to any of them. However, I tend to be aware of the things that are being said, and they stick with me all the time. This is because people take these stereotypes and twist them into negative things to make us feel ashamed of the things we do in our culture. Most of the stereotypes South Asians get are that we all smell like curry, we all have arranged marriages, we're cheap, and that we are Uber drivers or own convenience stores, which is not true at all. I take a look at my traditional East Indian grandparents, and most of these stereotypes don't apply. My dad told me another story about two girls that came up to him and asked if he was Indian. When my dad said he was, they insisted he wasn't because he didn't smell like curry. This is just another example of the harmful stereotypes millions and millions of people face every day. It's not just my dad, but other little children, grown adults, and the elderly that are impacted by negative characteristics of a certain race. Knowing about these cliche qualities and the way it makes me feel when thinking of my grandparents makes me want to find a way to fight these stereotypes. These stereotypes cause preconceptions about a person as soon as they walk into a room, and that is the problem. So now, imagine people had already thought they knew everything about you based on your appearance, such as the color of your skin. For people all over the world, this is their reality, and it's a harsh one. I can't comprehend the fact that people would judge someone, just actually judge someone, right off the bat, based on their skin color, which is something they can't even control. I have one last story for you, and it's about my dad again. My dad has been a DJ for about 25 years. In the 90s, many people didn't want my dad to work as a DJ at their clubs because of his skin color. The club owners knew my dad was South Asian, and back then, South Asians supposedly brought down the image of the club, which to me, honestly, it really doesn't make much sense. However, that was a stereotype back then. Obviously, times have changed, but it doesn't change the fact that people thought, and still think to this day, the color of someone's skin gives them less value as a person. A person's skin color doesn't determine how they should be treated, and their worth. Unfortunately, it may not be like that in the club industry anymore, but there are many places where this is still an issue. I am lucky enough that I haven't experienced any racist stereotypes myself, but my family has. As much as it makes me sad that they had to go through it, it also makes me proud to that my dad and grandparents have been successful despite the challenges they faced. Having family members that have experienced racism firsthand gives me the smallest glimpse of what people endure and deal with. My dad had a good support system to help him through these tough times, but other people don't, and this is where help needs to come. Having people be aware of racism will contribute to the fight against racist stereotypes. Thank you for listening. Today's positive song is Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. Hope you enjoy.